Hi there. The word for you today is get into the Word. Acts 17 verse 11 said that they searched the scriptures daily. You know, the devil doesn't mind you paying lip service to God's Word as long as you don't take the time to read and study it. Let me ask you, how long have you been talking about reading your Bible? And when are you going to get around to doing it and applying its principles to your everyday life? Dr. Howard Hendricks writes, and I quote, "Anybody can come up with a grandiose scheme for change. One person says he wants to reach the world for Christ. Somebody else wants to study every book in the Bible over the next 5 years. Somebody else plans to memorize 100 scriptures. Somebody else is going to become a Christ-like spouse." Wonderful. So, when are you going to begin? Until you answer that, all you have is good intentions, and those have about as much value as a worthless check. After all, what good does it do to dream of reaching the world for Christ if you can't even share Christ with the person in the office next to you? And how are you going to study the entire Bible when you don't even know what verse you're going to study tomorrow? And how can you memorize 100 verses when you've never even tried to memorize one? Rather than fantasize about being a Christ-like spouse or having a Christ-like marriage, why not start with something simple such as doing the dishes if you're a husband? Or encouraging your husband if you're a wife. Too much application stays at the level of good intentions because we talk about the end of the journey without specifying when, where, and how we're going to take the first step. As somebody has well said, we don't plan to fail. We just fail to plan. Think about it.